Hello, hello. You are listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM with your co-hosts, Chloe
and Natalie. I hope everyone's been doing well. For students, it's kind of towards the end of midterm season. Well, at least at UBC, I know other schools might be on their reading break right now. But things are winding down. It's pretty hectic. But so anything exciting happening lately, Chloe?
Finished my last midterm before reading break yesterday. This morning I did an interview for our website with Ryan McCartan, who is here working on Monsterville. With who else is he?
Yeah, he's in. For those who might not know, he's an actor,
actor, musician as well. Super nice guy. You can catch him in Disney Channel's Liv and Maddie season two right now.
But that's, I guess, a little tidbit of filming news. They're filming is it a TV movie or?
Probably TV movie. Maybe a bit Disney related. Don't know.
Yeah, exciting. The film scene, the Vancouver film industry is still blooming right now, which is good. Yeah, so we're going to kick things off with our first song, which is by Leah Mertz, who is a kind of ambient synth-pop artist. She's originally from Alberta. She's based in Vancouver now. And yeah, this is off her debut album, Rewire, which came out in January, and it's a song called My Mind. Enjoy.
Humans I've come to know have all tried to help me grow, telling me all they know, their favorite hidden places to go. And I'm smiling, almost squinting, cause I'm standing on their victories, not mine. And I find myself tired as my age rolls up higher. Just a cute girl expired. It's a shame we've been wired to love what existed far before I ever turned 25. And you lost me now, my darling. And I won't be back till morning now. And I'll sail away. My mind, and that's how it's gonna be. Please settle down, you talking fools. My airspace isn't yours to rule. The cool kids never spoke to you, and you're all choked up, don't know what to do. And you're plastic, maybe spastic, but the rays of the sun shine right through. And we find ourselves tired. Up higher, gotta keep us inspired. Let your spark set on fire. So the world gets a chance to say I love you. And you're lost. How it's gonna be. precious soul. I've got my aim. Hey, I'm not quick to die. So I take aim. You want the life I'm paid to take away. I'm tired of wasting time. I put my gun to the money cause it feels so right. You had your goals, working out the holes in your life. But you can't build bridges if you light them on fire. Yeah. Oh, well, I've got your soul now.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio on CATR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was Aim by Maudlin Strangers, dark indie rock out of California, off of their debut EP Overdose. I believe they were supposed to be playing with Bad Sons the end of January, although there was a power outage on that block and that show didn't end up happening, which is too bad. They have a great sound and so did all of those acts supposed to play that night. So what's up next? We have What Makes You a Man by Anthems, Vancouver pop punk band from their debut EP Old Dogs, which came out last month. So here is What Makes You a Man by Anthems.
It's not a master plan.
Hello, welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio. Yeah, we had some just problems with clicking the mic buttons here for some reason. Yeah, the song you just heard was Tan Lines, which is by Gold and Youth off their debut full-length album Beyond Wilderness, which came out in 2013, but they have a great sound. Actually, that whole album is really great. Beyond Wilderness, I would definitely go check that out. Yeah, so we're going to just do a quick blurb about Fun Drive is coming up at the radio station. And for anyone who doesn't know what that is, it's basically CITR's annual fundraiser. It runs for about a week on air. And
This year's theme is Getting Digital, raising money to digitize the old reel-to-reels and make all of the content from Discorder and the past CITR available online.
Yeah, I think they're working on building a brand new website.
Brand new website. It's going to launch around Fun Drive, right?
I'm not sure, actually. I mean, I think they're still working on it now, but I mean, I've seen a couple drafts of it because they're starting to think about what they would like, and it's looking pretty neat and exciting. So yeah, if our next show, which is in 2 weeks, will actually fall during Fun Drive
on the 26th.
Right? On the 26th, which is when it kicks off, and they're having a big Fun Drive kickoff party as well at UBC with a bunch of cool bands playing. So yeah, but do you want to introduce the next song?
Yeah, the next song we have is Love Me or Let Me Go by Avery. This is a throwback. By throwback, I mean 2010. We used to listen to this song a lot. I guess it's, you would classify it as pop music. Yeah, here's Love Me or Let Me Go by Avery.
Backseat, Buick, window sales, Lipstick. Gotta get this package open. It's tape. What does it say? February 1st, 2015. Why, that's today.
This corridor, we got the internet. February issue matters.
What does this mean?
Harvest.
What could any of this mean? What does it mean?
Unlock the secrets of this February's Discorder with feature articles on Freak Heat Waves, Brass, Did You Die, New Balance, Natasha Broad, and CITR's Fun Drive, concert reviews, venue updates, illustration and short fiction. Unearth it all in this month's issue, available around town and at local venues. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, Vinyl Records, Rickshaw Theater, Live Van, Recruit in Canada, The Fox Cabaret, AMS Events, Extra Living, and Union Events.
All makes sense now.
Makes sense.
This corridor, not magazine at home. You see, yeah, stay hard.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
Nothing that I know. Here pouring, hoping for the overflow.
And I hope I have something to say. All these words, hope I have something to say.
Hope I have something to say. Don't you worry, you'll be fine. Don't you worry, you'll be fine. Don't you worry, you'll be fine.
Hey guys, it's the Permanent Rain Radio. Welcome back. The song you just heard was Big Lake Lullaby by Sam Tudor, folk-inspired singer-songwriter who we were just talking to. Like, 20 minutes ago-ish. Yeah, I think he is a student here. We really like his music.
At UBC, student at UBC. Yes.
Where was that from? That was from Modern New Year, his latest album, which came out last year. So you should go check that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now's a segment that we started last week, which is telling really lame, like, food-related jokes. This is Natalie speaking. And, so I have this joke book from, like, years ago. I think it's a decade old, full of food-related, like, puns and stuff. So, yeah, I'm going to read a couple of those and try to elicit any sort of response, laughter, you know, rolling your eyes from Chloe. And, you know, if you guys are listening,
I'm not like a stickler, though. Like, I'll laugh at funny stuff.
Okay, so I don't understand some of did you hear the one about the butter?
Does that have to do spread?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Don't spread it around. Okay, this one, what else is good here? I don't know if I said this last week. What do you, or 2 weeks ago? What do you call a stolen sausage? The missing link.
Oh no! You did say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I recognize.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Beanstalk.
Beanstalk.
Beanstalk. So don't tell them any secrets. Beanstalk. Okay.
Beanstalk.
One more. Did you hear the one about? How did it go? Oh yeah. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Olive.
Olive. Who?
All of my jokes are as bad as this one.
That one's not very good. That one's not very good. Sorry.
Oh. I had one more. I forgot what it was though.
Moving along from those jokes. What's the next song we have?
It is a song by I think Vancouver or Langley, rather, Langley pop punk band called Map the North, and they released an EP called Dead Ends, New Friends in July. Yeah, and this is a track off that release called Redirection. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio with Aunt Chloe
and Natalie. So what you just heard was a song called Perspective by Dreamcatcher. They are an kind of dark pop, alt pop band from Maryland. And a couple of the members used to be a part of The Dangerous Summer, which is one of my personal favorite bands. Actually, the name is partially inspired by one of their songs, The Permanent Rain. Great band, and this new band actually is great as well. It seems like anything any of the members do is really awesome. So yeah, that was their single Perspective. It came out in September. I did remember that I have one more joke left if you were listening like 10 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago. So Chloe, did you hear about the tuna that looks like his father? The resemblance is uncanny. Right?
Ooh.
I thought about that one myself, so ooh. I was really proud of myself until...
Boo. Sorry.
Until this. So, yeah.
That's that. The end of Natalie's joke term for now.
I try really hard. Okay, so next song we have, kind of because Valentine's Day is coming up, love-related. This is an old song, older than the Avery song we played earlier. It is by We the Kings.
Older means circa...
2007. This is 2007. A band called We the Kings. They're from Florida, kind of pop rock, pop-y. They're leaning towards pop now.
We've caught them on Warped Tour once or twice last summer.
But they're great. They're one of my favorite bands when I first started listening to a lot of music. So yeah, this is a song off their debut self-titled album, which came out in 2007, and it is called Skyway Avenue.
Let's change our luck. This night is all that we've got. Drive fast until we crash this dead end life. Sweet dreams that won't come true. I leave it all for you. Brick walls are closing and let's make a run tonight. Town behind.
There's a churning, around. I can't fall asleep, and the drugs won't stay down. There's a burning.
Halifax folkster Ben Kaplan plays at the Fox Cabaret this Thursday, February 12th, with backing band The Casual Smokers and special opening guests. Tickets are $13, available at Zulu, Red Cat, and Northern Tickets. Thursday, February 12th. But there ain't an obsession to climb out the luxury.
It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio. This is Chloe speaking. And what song do I have for you next? It is A Thing Called Love by BC-based pop singer-songwriter Rose Hunter from her debut album Sonic Love. Yeah, and I will leave you at that because I'm signing off because I have to go to class and be a little bit of a seat saver.
But the show is not over.
The show is not over. We have three or four more great songs for you, so stay tuned. But right now is A Thing Called Love by Rose Hunter.
Maybe if you took me away in your shiny car, we could park along the water, we could find out who we are, but I left you.
Did you go with my heart? 666. Devil chased me and I ran away from it. Quick, 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 quick. Want you to be my perfect fix if you think that I'm crazy.
Hello, welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Natalie speaking. Yeah, the song you just heard was Kelly Kapowski by local tropical pop outfit Bestie. That was off their full-length album No Bad Days, which came out last April, I believe. Yeah, it's a really upbeat song, and all their music is actually really summery and upbeat, and it's great. And actually, I thought that was an appropriate song to play if anyone saw the recent Jimmy Fallon clip that reunited a bunch of the Saved by the Bell cast members, including the lady who played Kelly Kapowski on the show. So yeah, the next song I have for you here is by a Kamloops alternative rock band called Octobers. And they released a song not too long ago, late last month, called Misfits, which will be the title track off their upcoming EP, which drops this March. So yeah, this is Misfits by Octobers. Welcome back. The song you just heard was actually brand new Ono Yoko. It was a song called Hoodie off their new album, Pinhead's Paradise. And if you guys haven't heard of Ono Yoko, they're Montreal-based, by the way, of Abbotsford, kind of guitar pop band, really great music. Yeah, I have one more song for you here today. But before that, I guess I'll kind of wrap up. Just want to say thanks again for listening. You can catch our next show of the Permanent Rain Radio in a couple weeks on, I believe it's the 26th, and that will be our Fun Drive show. So, you know, we'll still be playing some music, but also talking about why you, why CITR is so great, which it is, and maybe if anyone's up to donating to our show, and we'll also have some prizes, hopefully, maybe concert tickets, which would be really cool to give away on that. Yeah, so I'm going to close things out. Oh, The Spice of Life is up next in the next hour. So stay tuned to CITR for that. And our last song is by a local pop rock band called Chase Your Awards. And yeah, they released their debut EP late last month called Forever and Always. And yeah, this is a track off that album called 6 Feet Under. Enjoy.
Go away. She left me here. take you for granted. And I've always been around to keep you safe and sound, but you left me here. You left me here, 'cause nobody.